We're live. Yay. Okay, everyone, I have to come on and do a live because yesterday I posted a post saying that, just for fun, what words do us Brits use that everyone else finds rather funny or odd? And it's because I use the word brilliant all the time, and I've been told that the word brilliant isn't really that well used outside of England. I don't know what the rest of Britain use it. So I put out this post asking for other examples of words or phrases that us Brits use that people find funny. And there's been such a massive response, and it made me laugh so much. And I thought, we all need a bit of a laugh right now, don't we? And then I asked my good friend Catherine Brooks to come on with me because she hasn't seen any of these yet, and some of these I haven't seen because there's more come in since I last read them, and I just think Catherine's going to find these really funny as well. Catherine also has a southern accent, so you'll probably know more regional sayings as well, because some of the sayings I'm like, I don't know them, but sometimes they're regional.
Yeah, when I moved to the Midlands, only like 160 miles away, there were so many things. I was like, what on earth are you people talking about? And one still, a bread roll.
I was going to say classic. Classic is what we all call.
It's a roll.
Rolls.
Not really, it's a cob here. In Leicestershire, it's a cob.
Cobs, yeah, cobs.
Bomb bap,
yeah. Rolls. We'll probably think of more of those. And Catherine is also my partner in crime on our new project, Brutal History, which is going to birth in the new year.
Going to Italy.
So we will be we're going to be working together on a brand new project, so together, called Brutal History, and I've been saying to everyone it's going to be brutal. It's brutal in topic, brutal in delivery, as brutal as we could be. I mean, come on, we're not going to be though. Yeah, but way less edited than probably people are used to. Anyway, let's get going, because we have about 100 or so contributions to this. So
amazing.
Words and phrases that other people find funny. So some of these I didn't even realise other people don't use. So Aubrey has said the word rubbish makes me chuckle. And when Brits say you lot.
Yeah,
that is rubbish. That's
a southern thing. I don't think you lot is a southern thing.
Do you not say that?
No.
Obviously. Yeah. And where I come from, and I think probably from here, so I'm in the Midlands, so I grew up in the Black Country, and further north, we say our Brian.
Yeah.
So it's always, so Gail, I love the word brilliant, good, because I use it a lot.
Tuned, you're in for a good night.
Also love gutted.
Gutted, gutted. I'll use that one.
Gutted about that. Gutted. Cheers. And how we always end our emails with kind regards.
Yeah, and then, right, what happens then? If the person you're emailing really annoys you, just put regards.
Yeah, exactly. There's different ways you can do it. If you're feeling really nice and you like that person, you say kindest regards.
Or best wishes is another one.
Or turn it to best wishes. So there's like variations on that. You know, so I'm just giving away now whether if we email you, you know, you'll know.
If you're really angry, you get nothing, just get your name.
Geneva says, she's Canadian. She says she uses quite a few of the phrases. Now she says, I don't know if this is a typo because I've never heard of it. Chesterfield. You ever heard someone use the word Chesterfield?
Isn't that a piece of antique furniture?
Don't know. I don't have antique furniture or
something. I might make that up. I'm going to have to check that.
And other phrases like Bob's your uncle, love it. Cock up for a mistake.
Oh, cock up's a good one, yeah.
Some things are fluke if it's just happened sort of
I've not heard that one for years, but yeah.
And knackered. We use that one a lot. I am knackered. I remember asking my dad one.
I'm permanently knackered.
I remember asking my dad, I remember using that as a child and being told off. And I think it was my dad, it might be my dad or my mum, and I said, well, what's wrong with that? And anyway, so it's not, I said, is it a swear word? So it's not a swear word, but you wouldn't use it in front of the Queen. So that was
material we could go with there if it was after 9 o'clock. Something you use in polite conversation.
Exactly. In fact, very many of these suggestions here are not ones that you would use in polite conversation. Not just from Geneva, all the way through. Honestly, hilarious. So she says some that we don't use, but they wish they did. Chuffed.
Yeah, chuffed. I'm really happy about that. Yeah,
really happy with that. It can't be asked.
Yeah, I use that one quite a lot. I just can't be asked.
I can't be asked.
You have to do that with it.
Yeah.
Can't be asked.
Brilliant. I'm going to say that a lot. right. I'm going to swear now, everyone. Close your ears if you're easily offended. Wanker.
No, I never use anything like that ever.
Oh, awesome. And then she said she got into a London cab once and was utterly delighted because the taxi driver genuinely used the phrase "Cor blimey."
That always makes me think of Mary Poppins.
But she said she got in one of those taxis,
it's
real.
Only Mary Poppins, and it's real bad, even though he's lovely. Yeah.
Yeah, oh no, his accent was awful. I didn't notice that as a kid, though. I just loved the film.
Yeah, exactly. It's still lovely.
Ashley said, another phrase I noticed my British friends saying that we Americans don't really say here is, we can do. Oh, I love this. And then Isabel's chimed in with, yeah, that translates into, we can do, but we'd rather not.
Yeah, I could do that, but I'm not going to. It's physically possible, but it's not going to happen.
Yeah, no, we can do. Means I don't want to. There's something about pronunciation. And then on Brit series, Soledad, she's here. Hi. Said, I've heard the word love to address somebody. Yeah. Hi, love. Sorry, love. That's used quite a lot. People do use that, don't they?
But some people, you can use it like quite nicely and they mean it quite nicely. I can go, yeah, all right, love. Which is kind of like
condescending as well. Yeah. And then we've got some words that that we use that are different. So I mean, there's loads of examples of these, but boot, obviously.
Oh, rather than a trunk.
Rather than a trunk.
But there's no elephants. That's what Oscar said to me when he was small. But why are there no elephants?
And this one came up, has come up quite a few times, using the word tea to mean a meal. I love this.
Yeah.
So this is one that I've even had to explain to my children, because I say, they'll say, we're having dinner. I'll be like, no, we're having tea. So, because it's dinner. So you can have dinner at lunchtime or evening time.
Yeah.
But tea you can only really have at dinner time. And it means a lighter meal than if you're having dinner. That's how I use it.
Yeah, technically, but then you would just tend to say it's tea time. So really here, we tend to have a bigger meal in the evening, generally. So then we might say, we probably say tea time. But then at lunchtime, say lunch. But if you're at school, it's dinner time.
Yeah. I'm not actually sure that my tea time ever translates to eating less anyway, actually. But then you have cricket tea, and that's been in the news recently. Cricket tea. So when they have a break, when they're playing cricket, they have tea, don't they?
Cricket.
It's very traditional, isn't it? You have a tea, and that's been in the news because somewhere, I can't remember where, tried to say they weren't going to have cricket teas. I mean, not that they can have them this year anyway, but when it comes back, they're not going to have. And that
people will not be happy about that.
They weren't happy about that. That has been overruled. Breaking news. Very good. That has been overruled. We will remain.
I used to work with a guy years ago who played cricket at the weekends, and he'd got this new girlfriend, and he was a bit like, she said she doesn't want to do the cricket like thing. I was like, right, what do you mean? He said, oh, well, all the wives and girlfriends take it in turns to do the washing and then put their, bear in mind all that white stuff with grass stains and that, yeah, and put on the and prepare all the food, and they take it in turns. And I was like, well, what's in it for them?
Yeah.
Well, it's just what the women do. And I was like, oh dear.
We don't have to give him back.
I was like, what if someone won't do it? And he looked utterly flabbergasted at the thought that somebody might turn around and go, I'm not doing that. And I was like, probably while I'm still single.
I probably wouldn't mind doing the food bit, but there's no way those whites are coming out white if they've got stains on them. I've never been able to get stains that close.
You see, I'd rather do the washing than the food. I'm quite good with washing.
Oh, there you go. Well, if we find a cricketer between us that we actually like, maybe we'll put in the effort.
Cricket's really boring. If you like cricket, I'm really sorry, but cricket is so dull.
How very dare you?
I know. How very dare you? That's another one.
How very dare you? Yeah.
Not just how dare you, how very dare you.
You know what's great about cricket, though? They only play when it's warm and sunny.
That is actually a good point.
You're not going to find yourself on the sidelines like football or rugby in the cold and the wet.
Right,
Becky says lads, and using the word proper like he's proper mad.
That's a more a northern thing, isn't it? That's a kind of a further up the country thing, I think.
I think being in the Midlands, I get a mix of the So Jude's come up with these. Brilliant. How about thingamajig?
Oh, what's it? Or a thingamajig? Or
whatchamacallit?
Whatchamacallit, yeah.
And ecky thump.
That's like, Yorkshire, isn't it?
Yeah, that's not something I've used. I've definitely used thingamajig and whatchamacallit. but then my mum was from the Wirral, so up near Liverpool. So a lot of things I'm familiar with is because actually she didn't move down here till she was 16. So
yeah.
Right, what else have we got? Oh, of course, the difference in pants and trousers. Now, that is quite, that can be quite funny, because pants here are definitely underwear.
Yes, they are.
You do not wear your pants where people can see them.
Unless you're a superhero, in which case it's mandatory.
Yes, that's true. And a cape, though. So, you know.
Haven't you seen The Incredibles? No capes, darling. No capes.
Oh, no. what else? Oh, so this is from Sylvia, and she says, yeah, obviously the boot, we've done that, bonnet.
Now that can be a horse thing or a head. Oh yeah,
so cars again.
Yeah,
cars again. Actually, that's funny because bonnet and hood both also headwear. Jumpers. So nobody else uses the word jumpers? Do we so they're pullovers, I think.
Jumpers, no, I say like jumpers. Shirts.
Don't know.
Whatever it is, I generally call it a jumper, unless it's got a hood.
In which case, it's a...
All out there, put your jumper on. My kids are like, oh.
Yeah. Kids don't wear warm things. And you go, I'm not a bad parent. So you walk around with the jumper over your hat, over your arms, or the coat, just to show that you did bring it.
And I'm standing outside school really loudly going, it doesn't matter what I do, he won't wear his gloves. So that people are going, that poor kid's got no gloves on.
Oh god, yep, been there. The use of the word fortnight. Are we the only ones who use the word fortnight for 2 weeks? I'll see you in a fortnight.
No, I'd say yeah.
Because otherwise, what have you got? I'll see you in a week. I'll see you in a month.
A couple of weeks.
See you in a fortnight.
See you in a fortnight. Yeah. How long are you going away for? A fortnight.
Going away for a fortnight. Actually, maybe that's where it comes from. Because factory fortnight. Do you remember when factory fortnight was a bigger thing than it is? All the factories had the same fortnight off.
Oh, now here, you see, down south, I moved up here. What the hell is that? Right? Never heard of it. So, like, now when you're from the south, everything north of Watford is the north. And everything, I mean, if you're up further from Watford, everything south of Watford is London. Okay? Yeah. And then most people, that's EastEnders, right? Does your dad have a fruit store? I actually got that about 10 times.
Hi, Anita.
hi. Yeah, so yeah, no, yeah, And they had it here. They had July fortnight.
Yes.
The schools all shut as well. And then they went back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They all had to go on holiday at the same time.
Yeah.
Which is not great because then it's more expensive. But anyway. So holiday is also something that Sylvia has mentioned. Now, obviously, we use the word holiday.
Yes.
And other people use vacation. Actually, vacation is more accurate, really, because it's vacate. The idea is you're vacating from your normal life, aren't you?
Yeah.
Whereas holiday, the roots of that is holy day, which we have loads of.
That makes sense.
Which isn't necessarily a break, a holy day. It's a celebration day. So what else have we got? Holiday for vacation, we just said that. Pronouncing words differently. Okay. Aluminium has come up a few times.
Aluminum.
Aluminum. What else have we got? Ending messages with XX.
That is a
Megan
deal, because once you start doing it, you have to keep doing it.
Well, also, you have to look
at, like, how many.
Well, you send it to the wrong person, don't you? Because it becomes automatic. Da, 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 XX. Kiss, kiss. I'm just going to plug in. Yeah. XX. Kiss, kiss.
Oh, dear.
And you sent it to your boss.
Do you know what? I nearly did that today with my friend's husband, and I realised. Oh,
no. Yeah. Sorry, I'm just plugging in. That's why I'm. What else have we got? These are so funny, some of these. Again, about tea time. I hope we've explained that.
Well, you can have afternoon tea, and you can kind of have that really any time from midday up until about half four.
Well, this is it, isn't it? So afternoon tea, now that's a different thing again.
Mm.
That's quite specific. And then you have high tea.
What is high tea?
High tea is when, basically, this is what I've thought of high tea. When you get, it's like, oh, and then you have cream tea, sorry, as well. So a high tea is like a tea and a cream tea together, because you have tea, sandwiches, and then way more cakes than you could possibly even me eat in a session.
That's just surely at lunch. Lunch, I don't. I'm failing to see the difference here.
And then they try and get really posh with it and make it like, what is it when you can have champagne or prosecco as well with it? And they make it.
Make
it charge more. And yeah,
like, it's just an excuse, really. That's what you can have when you go and watch the cricket.
That's what you need if you're going to go and watch the cricket to get through. Victoria O'Neill says rubbish. Yeah.
Rubbish.
That's rubbish.
That's rubbish.
Again, another swear word coming up, everybody. We've said this one actually already, so, you know, you should be. So, wanker. I didn't realise that was a British thing. There you go. Prat and bloody hell.
Prat. I've not heard that for years. Prat used to be like really, like, that's an 80s word.
Yeah.
Prat. Yeah.
Probably in a lot of, I wonder if it's in TV programmes, because it's not, it's sort of, it's a put down, but it's not a really nasty
one. It's just like saying, oh, you silly sod.
Yeah.
That kind of, yeah.
Linda says, my favourite is gobsmacked.
I was gobsmacked. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, and she also likes, well done, you.
But you see, that again could be really quite sincere or a little bit patronising.
Oh.
Yeah, you could be really sincere about it. You could kind of pat someone and go, yes, well done.
Yeah. Yeah, well done. Well done, you. Mikey says Pratt is underrated.
Are we bringing it back?
Let's bring back Pratt.
Mikey, are we bringing it back? Right, that's it now. Mission for 2021 is to bring back 80s words.
Yeah.
80s words.
Sheila's got, now this one's come up. Rubber. Because we use rubber as an eraser, yeah. So if you've written a pencil, rubber. That's not how everyone else uses the word rubber, apparently. I don't need to go on. I don't think about that. Tar
very much.
Tar. I think that's quite northern. Is that sort of a Midlands northern thing, or did you use tar growing up?
Only when you're teaching small children how to speak. Yes. Tar.
Say tar. Tar.
Yeah.
Find yourself did it to dog as well. The dog's never going to manage it.
If the dog says tar, you're minted.
Yeah. Lorry. Yeah. What's everyone else?
I guess it's a truck, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Lucas, I've got a 4-year-old, everyone. He'll say, look at the big lorry. Yeah. Yeah.
And how do you do the tongue twister if you don't call it a lorry? Red lorry, yellow lorry, red lorry, yellow lorry. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, see, Mike.
Try and do that.
I don't know if you can see the.
Yeah, I can. I didn't realize it first. Toodle pip.
I don't know if he's saying bye or that's another British saying.
But yes, toodle pip. That's very. I'm not saying goodbye. I'm bringing toodle pip to the table. That's a very kind of. Oh, I've been holding this. Sorry. I use Vicks for everything. So I've always got. I'm going to put that down now.
don't rub your eyes now, though.
No, I put it around my eyes. I do put it around my eyes, but they water a lot.
Apparently, we use the word lieutenant where everyone else says lieutenant. Is that right?
I don't know.
I'm not an army aficionado.
No.
So I don't know. Soldad, I don't know. I hope I pronounced your name right, Soldad. Soledad says.
Oh, jolly.
That word jolly.
Yes, that is old fashioned. It is.
But fantastic word.
It is. It's all jolly good.
Jolly good.
And it conjures up an image of like a film from the war where they're all wearing those special trousers because they're pilots and they have the scarves and yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. I can't remember what they're called.
Jolly good.
Yeah. I can't remember now. Yes.
Mike said, no, I'm not saying goodbye. I'm just bringing
good old chap. Old Bean. Yeah.
Old chap. Old Bean.
Old Bean. Yeah. Yes.
Sandy says fetching. The word fetching, as in like, that's very fetching.
I use that. I do use that.
Oh, it's struggling in my eyes now. Fetching. And she also says waistcoat. Doesn't it? Do we only use waistcoat?
Nobody wears them. Do you know what I mean? I think that's...
We should bring those back as well, then.
They do. Waistcoats look dashing. Dashing. They look very dashing.
Yeah. Tiffany says she giggles at her husband's English, and she always giggles when he says bauble.
Oh.
for a Christmas tree ornament. They're definitely baubles.
Baubles.
That's what we say, baubles.
That's kind of like, as well... casual inference Christmas swearing, if you know what I mean. Like nice baubles.
Nice baubles.
Nice baubles.
Well, we also use it for like as a casual word for, I don't know, bling, isn't it? You've got like no. Okay, fine.
sorry, the expression like no.
Not Kirsty says she says it so she sorry she, her partner lives in London, she grew up in Hampshire, but she says it she finds it really funny. Oh, he finds it really funny when she says matey down the road. Or matey down the road. Carol says two for me, helliver, which we pronounce all as one word, helliver.
Oh yeah, that was one hell of a night.
Yeah, and chuffed. I mean, chuffed. Yeah, we've done that. That is a good word. And then Sue says she has trouble keeping a straight face when she hears her Australian husband shout "bugger."
That's another word that used to get used quite a lot, and I don't think like
it's fallen out of use.
Yeah,
yeah. Karen says. We say someone is called something, like, you know, he's called John, whereas everyone else would say he's named John.
Yeah, I wouldn't say he's called John.
Dorian.
Say the cat is called.
The cat's called.
Yeah.
I do remember my English teacher, though, saying we mustn't write that down. We mustn't write that something's called, that someone is called something. I do remember being taught that in primary school. It was a real bugbear of hers. She didn't like it. Yeah, Dorian says she loves the word brilliant, which I also really squidge down. I don't even, when I use it all the time, and I don't even say all the letters in it because I say brilliant.
Brilliant.
I could spell it Y-N-T. Knackered. Oh, I'm not sure. Can I say the next thing?
Spell it if you're not sure.
Oh, I'll say it. Shagging. A balls up.
A balls up. Yeah,
they legless. That
right up. Yes.
Balls that right up and legless.
Legless.
I mean, one of the funny, who is it that did that sketch about all the words that can be used to describe being drunk? And basically you can choose
Michael McIntyre. If you're posh, you can use any word. They were absolutely gazeboed. And it worked. He was doing it.
Everyone knows what it means.
Find that clip on YouTube. Michael McIntyre. He's really funny sometimes.
Yeah. That is funny. Okay. Abigail, she says she always encounters the word rubbish. Mary, I think, just wants us to say, oh, this is another pronunciation one. So oregano. And everyone else says oregano. Oregano? Is that how they say it?
I don't know. Now you've said it, I don't know.
I know we don't say it like everyone else.
No.
Oregano.
Mikey's just come up with bonking. Wow. That is very 90s. That's a very 90s word, bonking. If anybody doesn't know what bonking is in that context, it's being a
funeral
with your chosen other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Happy time.
Yes. Well, it depends if you chose another
or not. Now this is funny. Okay. Now, some people will get this, some people won't. And this is absolutely does happen, especially where I live. I don't know about everyone else. Using the word, all right, to greet someone. All right. You don't even say, how you doing? Are you all right? You just go, all right.
And the thing is that, and this might be an English thing as well, even if you are the least all right you could conceivably be, you still go, yeah.
Well, actually, we don't even get that far here. Someone will go, all right, and you'll go, all right.
Well, people are very busy and
no one actually answers the question.
Waste time with a whole conversation where you can just both go, all right.
All right. That is absolutely, because when all the stuff with COVID came in and people weren't supposed to be shaking hands or anything like that, there was a joke made up around here that, what's the difference? Like, we don't do that. We just go, all right. Yeah. It's like tailor-made. Seal says she loves calling people a git.
Yes, git is a little bit underrated, actually. I quite like git because you can really enunciate it, can't you?
Yeah, you could. There's only three letters there, but you can really make them count. Yeah,
you can make, yeah. And it can be, you can kind of put it across as quite casual, or you can really like.
Oh, yes, that's true. Yeah.
It's a casual or quite severe.
Mikey's come up with some more. Sound, safe. So that's getting to be. That is not the latest cool word, is it, safe? But it's sort of after my time at school.
Dank. Oh, my God. I haven't heard dank for ages.
Dank. I've never heard of peng. What's that?
Peng. Now, I've only ever heard this once. And this was, I don't know how to describe the person that used to use this. So I'm going to go with git. Peng, I think, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, kind of means, I don't know, I've forgotten. I think it means it's really good.
Okay, Mikey, tell us in the comments. You'll have to explain that one.
I was going
to
give us an example. Oh,
yeah. Excellent.
Here we go.
We'll do the next one. Raphael says, this is a great thread, especially for teachers of English, such as myself. Yes, I expect you to be showing this to your class.
Whoa, she's peng. It means like hot and nice.
So
there's a great, speaking of like showing things to English, there's a great woman, she does YouTube videos. Oh, God, I can't remember her name now. I'll have to put it underneath this or something, because she is hilarious. Ronnie, but I can't remember what the channel's called, but I was looking it up over lockdown for homework, for like English homework. She's absolutely brilliant. I think if she's not high on something, then I don't know what's going on with her, but it's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Ronnie, oh yeah, love her.
Brilliant. Oh, see, I can't help, it's my go-to word, brilliant. Lisa says her mum was raised in Canada but used so many British expressions. When she was aggravated, she used bloody, brilliant word. I thought I do drop the when saying, oh yes. Okay, so she drops the word the. So this is a northern thing. So if you're going to the something, you don't bother with the
yeah.
So I'm going to hospital, or I'm going to something like that. I'm going to shops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Michael McIntyre does that as well, doesn't he? He talks about how the further north you go, the less vowels you put in something.
less words you use. You just
let's just get this whole sentence out in three syllables.
Yeah.
And go.
No effort.
No, just no mucking about, straight. No. Yes.
Patricia said,
oh, Mikey's put, I teach teens. You see, Michael,
calm, is that a new one?
Explain all this to me.
Yeah.
That's calm.
Oh, that's calm. That's a new one on me. They went to a phase of saying sick, didn't they?
Yes.
That's sick.
Yes. Yeah.
Calm is a better expression than sick, because that was
the one I really hate. Is bae.
Bae.
Yeah, BAE, as in your loved one, your amour.
Amour.
Your girlfriend's boyfriend.
You're my bae.
Yeah.
Sounds very Essex bae. There's no way of saying that nicely.
It's just
we're gonna dismiss.
There's all the words.
We're not going for bae.
We're not down with that one.
No, we're down. We're not down with that one. So Patricia says she loves the word that we joint for a Sunday roast. So yeah, joint is a piece of meat. It's a particular.
It's got to be a bit of an animal. It's not like a chicken, or it has to be something they've lopped off of something bigger.
That's true. Yes. It's not a whole anything. Yeah. And Patricia's particular favourite, I'll knock you up when I'll come round to your door. And that also means, Patricia, that can also mean get you pregnant. Knock if you're knocked up. So if someone says, I'll knock you up, you really need to be careful who's saying that.
Yeah, you might be better off with a rubber in that case. Really earlier.
Sorry, my
sister years ago when we were at school, her year were going on a trip to France, and they all had to have a permission, because in those days, nowadays it's all done by email, but you had to have a letter that your parents signed, and everyone kept losing them, so they kept going up to the office and asking for a French letter. And in the end, the teachers like got a memo from like the office going, please can you not ask the children to ask for a letter for their residential trip. Honestly,
hello.
Yes.
Oh, and she loves I don't know if she likes it or she just finds it odd, our pronunciation of schedule.
Now I say schedule.
Oh, so you say schedule. I don't know which one is the British way. Schedule. It's one of those words that I don't actually know how I say it, because if you ask me, I don't know, because I'm thinking about it too much.
Schedule.
Don't know.
No, I don't know either.
Then we've got a bit of a discussion around using the word bollocks.
That makes me think of that thing I shared to you yesterday. And I don't want to say what it was, because like that's someone's business, and I don't want to like take the mickey out of somebody's business, because it looked really good, didn't it? But it was a real case of
someone has basically shortened
the name of the thing, the
company, or their product name,
but they shortened it to bollyx.
Yeah.
So I messaged her and I was like, is it me? What does this say?
We didn't go public with that one, did we?
Want to take a mickey out of them, because what they're doing is brilliant.
Yeah, their product was really good.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they're actually being clever there. Maybe they are.
Because here we are talking about it. And if they just called it like that dance, I might have gone and scrolled it by, but yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Genius.
Sheila loves Gobsmacked and Fortnite. We've had that a couple of days. Who else? What else have we got? These have got a little bit mixed up, some of them, so they're not quite in order. Carrie says, a phrase I have only heard a few times, never seen it written, so excuse me if I don't spell it right. A right stroppy cow. What does that actually mean?
Or stroppy mare is the other one.
Stroppy mare, yeah. So basically... Yeah. A moody woman.
Yeah, just like that constantly, like everything wrong.
A real moaner. I mean, you would reserve it, or Mardy.
Mardy now. Mardy, I didn't hear till I moved up here.
Ah,
that's that. And Ming is another one. I love Ming, but I'd never heard Ming till I came up here. That was like a dynasty or a vase.
Yeah, it definitely doesn't mean anything as sophisticated.
Things like smelly and trampy and just...
You're like, a minger. Yeah,
Is a really trampy person. Tramp, but just someone who's just like rough as a badger's ass. I really like that one.
Badgers.
All the bad press about TB.
They just
now they're that as well.
They bite cows' ankles, apparently. That's that's always the reason for culling them, because they bite cows. I don't live in the countryside. I don't know.
What are you doing with living in the countryside? It's got things that smell and just. I'm not a country person. Sorry if you are. I'm just making stuff like that.
I'm pretty sure the cities are particularly pleasant. But so Carrie's also said, I love Brit words and phrases and actually use quite a few. Good girl. Bloody hell. Brilliant. Wanker comes up a lot. Pratt, git, well done you. That's another. And a few others apparently have crept into her vocab. Well, keep watching us and I'm sure you're going to catch you even more. Tina says she loves the word brilliant, of course, and row, which of course is also spelt row, and I was I presume you mean row as in an argument,
yeah,
not rowing a boat, but it's spelled exactly the same. Ophelia says she thinks it's adorable how British people refer to everything as lovely.
That's lovely. Yeah, we use that a lot actually.
Yeah, and the way And the all right thing as well, as a greeting. Are you all right? That's, Do you know what the Americans say? Well, when I went to America, and I don't know if they were still doing it, when you went, they as a bye, they'd say, have a good day.
Have a nice day. Have a nice day.
Have a good day, do you hear? Like as if it was an instruction.
Have a good day, do you hear?
We used to get that a lot, yeah. Yeah.
No, I've only been to Florida, so.
Well, I thought that was Florida, but I've been to. Yeah, I think that was Florida in 1990.
Also, in Disney World, they have to say that to you, otherwise they probably get sacked.
Have a good day, do you hear? Remember that.
I love Disney World.
So she said, but when somebody says, are you all right? She said, it took a bit of getting used to, because I was thinking, do I look upset or sick or something? Do I look all right?
And the comedy dad joke, no, I'm half left. Yeah. And you just go, yeah, that was great. Yeah. 100 times I heard that, but now it's losing something.
Lindsay, so we've had brilliant gutted. Tits up. So it's all gone tits up.
Yeah, it's all gone tits up.
All gone tits up. Meaning, obviously, something's gone wrong. Pissed to describe being drunk.
Oh, but you can also use it to describe being angry, can't you? But that's a newer one.
That's true. Yeah, that sounds more American to me. I'm pissed, as in I'm angry. Here it's definitely
had to happen too many.
Fancy as a verb. as in I fancy you.
Oh, thanks very much. Very nice of you to say. Yes, or yeah, that's me. That is quite an 80s one again.
Fancy.
Yeah.
Fancy.
I don't really hear it now.
Go and tell him I fancy him.
Yeah, like you're 14 and you're in the playground listening to, you know, your Mel and Kim records or something.
Oh, Mel and Kim. Day. Yeah. Bring back the 90s. In fact, a lot of music now is it. You hear stuff and you're like, yeah, that we've done that.
As my eldest son would say, here's a good one. What even is that?
It is a good one.
What even is that? And my other half goes, what? What even is that?
Diane says, stood there instead of standing there.
Yeah.
I stood there
wondering what the hell was happening. And you know it's not grammatically correct, but you still say it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whilst, is that a British word? Whilst,
I wasn't aware that it was a British word.
And obviously Hoover. Oh, I remember that. Yeah, all Hoovers. Dysons are slightly getting in now, just only because he's dominated the market for like millions of years now. But Hoover, Hoover the house.
Yeah, yeah. You wouldn't Dyson the house.
You wouldn't Dyson the house. You Hoover the house. The brand magic there.
We didn't get a Dyson last time. I can't remember what it is now. One of them, it's over there. Anyway, it's cordless. It's very exciting when I first got it.
Yeah.
If you don't have a
Hoover with your Dyson. Yeah.
Yeah. If you don't have a cordless Hoover, you're missing out.
Oh, wow.
Tip of the
Christmas
day.
Is coming.
Tip of the day, Christmas is coming. Yeah. Oh, I've got your Hoover. Oh, thanks.
Yeah. Robin says bloody. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can refer to or describe just about anything. Yeah.
Or bloody hell fire if it's really bad. Bloody hell fire. That's a lie.
Yeah, see, another phrase you can add to, take away. Yeah.
Layering.
Useful stuff.
G Tech, that's what it is. Sorry. It's a G Tech.
Sorry,
it just came to me. No one cares. Shut up about your Hoover, sorry.
Mikey says the dog's bollocks. Yeah, meaning something really, really good.
Yes, something's excellent.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything seems to be cute these days. See, Mikey, you're down with the kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're not. So I was going to say teaching us, but I think there's a new word for that as well.
I don't know, probably.
Chris says, y'all say sorry too much.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
We do, genuinely. Someone else bumps into us and we say sorry. And then, though, we don't feel sorry. So then we just get annoyed at ourselves for saying sorry when it wasn't our fault. But we'll do it again next time. Always. And he also likes it when we call people Muppets.
That I think is a more southern thing.
Your Muppet, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably. Or donuts. I don't think I've ever called anyone a donut.
No, I don't think I have either.
You've obviously been called a donut at some point, so I'm sorry about that. Valerie said knocked up as well. So we're not sure whether the knocked up thing is, it's getting pregnant, really, if you're knocked up. So it's not very...
There's a film called Knocked Up.
Oh, yeah, there was.
That's smoking it with the curly hair, whose name I can't remember.
I don't know. Can't remember. That's an old one now, isn't it?
Mm.
Fancy. Yeah. Chuffed. I do like that word, chuffed.
But then there was Chuffing Hell, wasn't there?
Yes.
Which is a very, very mildly watered down version of the other thing that ends with hell.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, when you're trying to be more polite, but you're just basically saying the same thing anyway. Yeah. Mika says goon, gimp. I'm not abusing you both, by the way. I'm just giving examples. Oh, here we go.
Love, don't worry about it.
Here's some more. Brilliant. So gobsmacked. Mm. Oh, we've done that one, actually. Wellies.
Wellies. Now, you see, I say Wellingtons.
Do you? How posh are you?
Very posh, clearly.
Clearly. You say the whole word.
Wellingtons.
Waste of energy.
And spectacles.
Do you? Not glasses.
But you see, my friend Nathan does that. And maybe I've, because for a few years ago, we used to spend a lot of time together, me and my friend Nathan. And so maybe I've just picked that up off of him. And
yeah, maybe. Also,
optometrist. I need to go to the optometrist.
You don't say that.
I do say that. It's false advertising, really, isn't it?
The optometrist. She's a lot of letters to go through.
An awful lot. Yeah, it's what it says in that little thing where you read the letters off. Optometrist.
Yeah.
That's what it is, really.
I love that. I go in, if I haven't got my, obviously I haven't got my lenses in because they're testing my eyes, and they'll say, what are the letters? They don't even bother now. I literally can't even see that there's a chart. It's ridiculous. Yeah, gobsack. Where is chock-a-block?
God, I've not heard that for years.
Chock-a-block. Yeah. The cupboard is chock-a-block. You've got another thing in there. Mm. Lush.
Ah, oh, that.
I think that's quite southern.
I don't know. I associate that with, like, Wales.
Do you?
She says it in Gavin and Stacey.
Oh, yeah, she
friend
does.
Who now lives in Cardiff, and she says it as well.
Lush, yeah.
Yeah.
Peckish. I'm peckish. Right now, I'm peckish. I've had 3 pieces of toast and a mince pie all day, so definitely on the peckish side. Nappies.
Oh, instead of diapers.
Diaper. Yeah. Talking about, she said. Yeah. Oh, right. Greg's got the last one, I think. I can't see any more. Governor. I think that's quite a London thing to call someone.
Yeah.
Governor. That's quite specific to London. Yeah. And trainers.
Instead of sneakers.
What's the sneaker thing about?
Isn't that what Americans call trainers? What we
But what does, like, I get that jumper doesn't really make sense because, I mean, where does, I don't know, someone could probably tell us where that comes from, jumper. Mm. But trainers. Jogging bottoms. What do we call them?
Trackies, tracky bottoms.
Tracky bottoms. They're sweatpants, aren't they? Someone else says.
Yeah, in the States, they call them sweatpants.
So Dad says, what about pudding, meaning dessert?
Now, I read a book years ago. I don't know where it is. It's not in here because this is one of the books in here. And it was called Watching the English, I think. And it was about a woman, the author, obviously, who had, like, was observing the way that people speak in different parts of the country in different dialects. And one of the things she was doing was dividing how people viewed the class tier system.
Uh-huh.
And she said, pudding means, like, what you have for pudding after your main meal. Like, you know, and then people say dessert because they think it sounds a bit posher. But actually, pudding is pudding.
Entrails.
The only words use the word dessert if they're trying to be middle class, but they're actually lower middle class.
Right.
So now make
sure there's their tell.
Because everybody knows then that you sound common, but actually you're posh. So there we go. So
does that mean just don't use the word dessert? Say pudding.
Just eat the dessert before anybody else gets the chance, and you don't have to have a conversation about it then.
Or if you actually serve a pudding, like a sticky toffee pudding.
Yeah, now you see that's different from having a bit of cake.
It's a bit of cake, isn't it?
You see, even if you're having it for pudding, it's not a pudding. It's not, though, is it?
No, like, see, you'd have cake. You'd have cake for tea.
Pudding.
Yeah, because you'd have cake for tea, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Oh, no, but that could also be dinner. But you'd never have cake for dinner unless you're occasionally in my house.
Yeah,
I've
had a mince pie for lunch, though.
At all until now. This is just all...
You know, I worked with... with a Polish lady once, and I would say something, and then I realised that actually it wasn't literally what I meant. It was one of these phrases that we've been talking about, and realised how many that we use, because I was explaining myself all the time, and bless her, she didn't point it out. It was me thinking, what did I just actually say? Mm-hmm. If you're a foreign person and you've translated that, it's not going to mean what I'm meaning.
A good way to think about that is when I was doing the autism course just before lockdown, and they said, you've got to think about how when you come out with expressions. So an autistic person would be very literal, and they would just be like, you know, it's raining cats and dogs, or they would be like, you have to just sometimes stop and think, what does that even mean? It doesn't mean anything.
Yes. Or
it makes no sense, but it's just colloquial, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was thinking all the different words we have for rain as well. Like, we can describe rain in different ways. Like, Eskimos apparently can describe different types of snow. They actually have the word. So, like, we've
got 85 types of snow or something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Mike has also got flabbergasted.
Flabbergasted.
Oh, yes. Gasted. Yeah, see, there we go.
Flabbergasted.
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 Oh, and he's going to teach us some new Down with the Kids style stuff here.
It's awful when you have to ask like a younger person what that means.
Kids call trainers creps.
Oh, I've heard that actually. I don't know what the hell it means.
Those creps are dank.
Oh, dank was like a bit dark and smelly. Like a
maybe their trainers are dark and smelly. See, there's not even just a British and the rest of the world divide here. We don't even know what each other is saying, depending on our age.
Oh, my God. I'm so old. I'm so old.
I'm sorry. It happens after the age of 25. We can't do anything about it.
No, it just all goes downhill, really.
It's all downhill. It's all downhill. It all goes tits up.
It does absolutely pear-shaped. And for a while it was
pear-shaped.
For a while it was Pete Tong as well, wasn't it?
It's all gone Pete Tong. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know whether anyone would know who Pete Tong was now. He was a DJ.
That's about as hip as I ever got.
What, using the phrase Pete Tong?
Pete Tong.
Hmm. Well, that has been really fun. Thank you, everyone who's joined us.
When I moved up here, people would say, well, I'll go to the foot of our stairs. What?
Oh, my goodness. I bet we could go for hours on this. I hope everyone, if you've got any others that we've not covered, please feel free to comment below. We might
there must be hundreds, like just absolutely loads.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
There will be. That has been so much fun. Thank you for going through joining me for that, Catherine. That was really good.
And introduction of what's to come.
Yes. Yes. So anyone who's interested, Catherine and I will be doing Brutal History in the new year. It's going to be a lot of fun, because it's going to be, well, what we say is brutal. It's just topics that probably other people don't dare to go to. Ones that our weird minds have suddenly gone, well, I wonder what happened about that then. Let's do that. Like, yeah, anyway, we're sorting out the schedule or the schedule, who knows, for it.
Doing.
Yeah, loads of ideas. So we'll let you. So Catherine's channels are the Tudor Tracker. So she's the Tudor Tracker on Facebook and Instagram. So follow her there. Watch out for everything you do. But we'll be making announcements on both mine and Catherine's channels. So anyway. So I hope you all enjoyed that. That was fun.
That was brilliant. And England is quite a small country, really. If you think
so many different ways of saying
dialects, there is, just within a relatively short
space. Well, we haven't even gone into dialects yet. We haven't even gone into I'm going down the cut.
No, I've heard that.
Come on then.
Yeah, that going like down an alleyway or something.
No.
Going down the cut, like going down the alleyway.
You wouldn't really go down the cut. Down the cut.
Yeah.
It's a canal.
Maybe it's just short for cut through.
No, it's for a canal. The canal. A canal.
Any canal, not a specific one.
No, not a specific one. No. Yeah. No. Anyway, there you go.
This could go on for hours, couldn't it? To be fair.
It could. I must cut it there then, because my stomach will
think your throat's been cut.
Yeah, we'll think my throat's been cut.
Yes,
absolutely. Well, that was fun.
Possibilities are endless.
Pardon?
The possibilities are endless.
They are.
I'm going to be thinking about these all evening now.
I think some of the history of language will be something we can cover, because I think that'll be really, really cool. Really interesting.
Recently, it was one of the British newspapers, ranked swear words in sweariness.
Sweariness.
And my mom was like, that's not a swear word.
Oh, I don't think sweariness is a word.
Rude.
Like, yeah, wow. Well, I think we could do something on the history of swear words. I think that would be fun. Yeah.
Well, and nowadays they evolve quite quickly, don't they?
Yes, that's true. Cool. Right then, everybody. Thank you for joining us. I'll see you all soon.
Yes.
Bye.
No, you hang up. No, you hang up.
No, you hang up. You say bye-bye. No, you say bye-bye. You say bye-bye.
Right, you say bye-bye.
Bye.
It's your threat. Bye. Bye.